Okay, thank you, Jordan. I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. The time is 10:45 a.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keane?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon? Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Chair Revard?
Here. The next item on our agenda is prayer. Speaker Good Fox, could you render a prayer this afternoon or this morning?
Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning, and we are thankful for all of your blessings that you provide for us. We ask that you look down upon all of our families that are in mourning, that you put your hand on their shoulder and comfort them the only way that you can, Father God. We ask that you look down upon all of our children, our elders, our men and women in uniform. We are thankful for their reign, and we ask that you forgive us for our sins. All these things we pray in your holy name, Father. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Speaker. The next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes. The minutes are dated September 12th, and they are attached to your invite.
Chair?
Yes, sir.
On Section 26, ENR Services, it says motion to amend. It has myself down as making an amendment. I didn't make an amendment that day.
Congressman, or do you have a mic?
Sorry.
It's okay. I couldn't hear a word you said, sir.
Under Section 26, ENR Services, motion to amend, it says I made an amendment. I didn't make any amendment that day.
Okay. Clerk, could you please go back and see who made the actual amendment?
I
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Per the minutes for the CGL meeting dated 9/12, for Section 26 DNR Services, Chair Rivard had entertained a motion to amend. Congressman Hamilton stated so moved. Keane seconded.
I stand corrected.
Thank you.
Motion to report, a motion to approve the minutes of September 12th, 2023 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you, committee. The next item on our agenda is pending legislation. At this time, we do not have any, we do not have any bills in our committee. Then our next item is item number 6, which is an update from our tax commission. So I appreciate everyone here. This is one of my favorites because it's all of our entities that make money for our peoples so that we can have direct services. And so it's going to be a little bit different because we have items that have to be addressed in executive session. And we're limited on space. So I just wanted everyone to know that if there's an entity speaking, Trey, you might have to help me with this. We have three different entities that may need to utilize executive session. And so we have other guests here. So I was just wanting them to understand that we do have a little bit of space in the back, in the middle, if you wanted to go back there, kind of raiding a little bit. Or you could go get a cup of coffee or something, and then the clerk, we can text you guys. But you're more than welcome to stay here. I'm just trying to think of ideas for them. I don't want them to be too far off. And we'll probably recess for lunch at noon until 1. Congresswoman Lemon.
I was just wondering if there's any room also next door that they would be allowed to, if there was any place for them to congregate. Is that a possibility or no?
I think so. There's also some personnel over there, I think, now with our CDFI lending. So I think you could.
I'd be happy to go over and ask.
I just don't want you guys to be uncomfortable.
Pam's going to go, second speaker's going to go ask for us.
Okay, because I didn't want you guys to stand out in the rain. There's no awning, and you could kind of gather in front of the bank doors. No, just kidding. Okay, so the tax commission would like to provide us an update with the tobacco compact and the turnpike issues, and I think we need to just at least touch on the tax relief fund that we've been discussing a little bit, and some code revisions. And I believe they've submitted some confidential information that's been passed out to the committee. And I think they're wanting to go over that. Now.
So I have a question, Madam Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Lemon.
On the tax commission, is there anything that can be discussed in open session without needing to go into executive beforehand? Even the code changes?
Even the on the update on those on the compact, we're not. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Congressman Keene.
Well, there is something. There's been a think tank file a lawsuit regarding the tobacco compact. Am I correct? The Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs and the Oklahoma Supreme Court has actually set it for argument. That's accurate, right?
That's if I may.
Yeah, you
can
come to the podium.
Yeah. First, want to say you don't need to get your eyes checked at IHS. You're not seeing double. That's my twin brother there. The lawsuit you're talking about was Governor Stitt suing the Oklahoma legislature for basically the legislature's actions of extending the compacts. So that's just pending state court litigation.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to make a note of that. So thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying the public should be aware of that. That's something we can say at the forefront. So thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Keene. Yes, ma'am. Okay, that's fine. Welcome, Mr. Pipestem.
Good morning.
Morning.
Blessing to be here this morning and to see all of you. And so I can give you an update about some initial conversations related to the tobacco tax compact negotiations, but can't get into the details. I think publicly we need to talk about that in executive session. But there is an effort by the tribes to organize and have one single voice, a unified voice, when it comes to negotiations with the governor. And anytime you talk about Governor Stitt these days, it's an interesting conversation. I mean, he's, you know, this is all in the context of a win over the governor, where we were able to get the tobacco tax compacts, his veto, overridden. So we've got this unusual situation where we have a supermajority of Republicans controlling the governor's office and the legislature, but that supermajority in the legislature has been willing to override him on tribal issues. So there is an effort by tribes to coordinate, get together, the Osage Nation through the Tax Commission and Chief Standing Bear working together are a part of that. But we're glad to give you a report on the details of those conversations. But I think that should be in the context of a privileged conversation, a confidential conversation. But those are going on, and a lot of strategy discussion between the tribes around that. But again, that's, I think, better for a confidential conversation.
Okay.
Motion to enter executive session for confidential proprietary discussions.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Okay, so Ross and Jan are on the line and somebody else. Who is that? Is it Jason? Okay, we can, and who's, oh, James. So there's four. So assistant chief, are you okay with corresponding with those guys and letting them know when we're in and out? I see four. I mean, I can do it. I've got Jan.
No, I can.
Ross says I couldn't see. Oh, James and Jason.